Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. To trap inside a magic studio, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Giddy up, it's Bradley.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, woo! My gosh, you guys. I'm so excited for the winter holiday here.
Look at my new ice skates.
Oh, my gosh, those are great. It's really appropriate today. Did you skate to work?
I did, with a scarf and a knit hat that's really cute.
Yes.
I also appeared in a Lifetime Christmas movie this week.
Oh, you did. What was the name of it?
Jingle All the Gay.
Wow, that sounds really good. It does. And who was your co-star?
That was Patti Peterson.
Okay,
Patti Peterson. You may know her from the 1970s classic Harry, which was a parody of Carrie, with a drag queen.
Well, that's fantastic. I hope it gets great reviews.
Dawn,
what?
It is scintillatingly Christmas outside.
It is. So we have snow and ice.
I feel like we just both, Dawn and I, this morning, dear listeners, to pull back the curtain, we're like, let's just get in the spirit. I think you started singing Christmas carols.
I did.
And it was like, let's just embrace it, man.
Yeah, sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? Yep. And I haven't gotten any Christmas presents yet, I'll be honest.
You haven't gotten any Christmas presents?
No, I haven't purchased any.
Oh, you haven't purchased any. Yeah, there's only, 200 and some odd days before Christmas?
Hey, you got to start now or you're going to be overwhelmed.
I did bake some Christmas cookies. Did you have any yet?
I have not gotten a chance to get one yet, but please pass them over.
I will. I put those out there. They're the seven-layer variety.
Okay.
Seven-layer bar.
Yes.
And Dawn's got her elf hat on.
I do. Definitely. And my horse, my reindeer, sorry.
Your horse?
My reindeer is outside.
Your Christmas horse?
Yeah, Christmas horse. Well, to go get the reindeer, I rode my Christmas horse.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Little known German pagan tradition.
That's
Christmas
right.
Christmas horse.
Yes, along with the Easter bunny.
Which you're going to tell us about later in the show.
Yes.
It feels like Christmas. You guys, honestly, I woke up this morning, and I don't know about you, I had a weird night because Wheezy's sick. She's getting better. Thanks for the thoughts and prayers, but she just had some stuff. Remember I told you last night she had the trots? It was more than the trots.
Oh no,
it was a trip
it's
to the vet.
Trits and the trots.
It's the trits and the trots and the anyway, she's on the mend. But I woke up this morning kind of out of sorts, and I looked out the window and I thought, oh god, what?
We knew
in the middle of the night the snow was melting. It was, you know, kind of sprinkling still, but it just seemed like, okay, the worst was over. In fact, I think we said that on the show yesterday. Well, the worst is over.
Yeah.
Not fat knowing. Chance, Grandpa.
We knew. Mike told us that it was going to freeze overnight, and these are the days that are going to be hardest to drive. And boy, weren't you right, Mike.
Yeah, I was worried that everyone's going to be like, okay, yeah, just like you said, the worst is over. Well, we're going to just all go back to our normal time period of traveling. And then, yeah, today was going to be rough. And it was. I told you, I woke up at like, you know, 6:30 like I normally do, and I look out, and it was like raining. And I said, oh, this isn't going to be so bad. It's just rain. And then the temperature continued to fall. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, 2 hours later, it is big, heavy, heavy, heavy snowflakes.
Oh, look, it's and there's ice on the road.
Yes, yeah. And then freezing the rain.
Yep.
Yeah, so there was ice on the road when I came in this morning, and I only live about, you know, 12, 15 minutes from the station, depending on how many lights I hit. And it took me 30 minutes at least to get here. You live clear on the other side of town.
Yeah, it usually takes me, you know, by the time I get in the building, it's a 30-minute thing, and it was an hour today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, and you had slow going as well.
Yeah, normally it's 21 minutes. I don't think I got over 35 miles an hour, or else I started fishtailing. It was awful.
Well, yeah, people were driving like they'd forgotten, and I get it. I had forgotten. In fact, what happened to me was, I wasn't going super fast, but I was on a busy road, came to a light, slowed down, in enough time, but still slid. I was like, ooh, we got to remember this, right? I look in my rearview mirror. There's a car sliding into the snowbank.
Yeah.
Gently. You know, it was just sort of like, woof. And then a truck behind him fishtailed in the other direction. And I was like, okay.
Okay, now you're both on either side of me.
So thank God nobody hit anybody. But from that point on, I was like super extra double, triple careful. So if you haven't been out on the roads, by all means, make sure you are super extra careful. Otherwise, you probably know that from this morning's commute. Unless you came in like with the morning show, because I think when they came in, it was still raining.
Mm, right. I always test it out in my neighborhood. I like go around the corner fast to see if I fishtail.
What?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the main street that goes into our subdivision, it doesn't have any houses on it. It's just a street, an access street,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So I whip myself around the corner to see I'm going to turn in a circle or if what's going to happen.
You're living on the edge.
Yeah, I go fast and then I brake to see how far I'm going to slide.
Oh, I like it. Fast and Furious style. I kind of do that getting in the alley when it's icy. I'll like see if I can, you know.
Is your alley bumpy?
Oh, yeah. It's a good city alley that's got plenty of peaks and valleys.
Okay.
Valleys in the alleys. Dawn. Should we get on a cruise ship and go south?
Okay. Yes.
I did have Mediterranean chicken.
I know.
That was so good. By the way, you guys, the highlight of our day here at Hubbard High is the Mediterranean chicken. Anybody that's on the air with you, actually, from this point backward, will probably appreciate the power of the Mediterranean chicken. I don't think Lori and Julia appreciate or care.
I don't think they've ever been to the cafeteria.
Do you think?
I've never seen them in the cafeteria.
That's so true.
They don't.
Julia used to take things out of the fridge all the time.
What?
I'm kidding. She didn't.
Other people's food?
I think it was Stephanie Hansen that would take people's stuff.
Oh.
But yeah, so the Mediterranean chicken is Chef Ryan's signature dish. And it was on offer today. And you and I went down first thing at 11 o'clock.
We're the first customers.
Our mouths still taste.
Like if
our
sauce.
Significant others. Well, it's that garlic sauce. I don't even know if it's.
Yeah, it's the chicken is marinated in, I think.
It is so garlicky, creamy. If you were to make out with your loved one right now, they'd be like, did you just go to like a Mediterranean restaurant?
Yeah. Or they'd just be like, ew, you taste gross.
Yeah. Or maybe you taste good.
I doubt it.
But we'll leave the Mediterranean chicken aside for a moment and head. I want to go south to the Caribbean. And I know you're like, didn't you just go on a cruise?
I said that to you literally because you're like, guess what? The hottest couple on the planet are in the Bahamas.
They are in the Bahamas. They're on Eleuthera in, I think it's, what did I say it was called? Harbor something or other? Harbor Island, which is the beachfront villa. Or actually, the name of the beachfront villa is Rosalita, which is in Harbor Island, which is a beach northeast of Eleuthera in the Bahamas. Figured that out. And I was looking through this picturesque expose in Page Six, Dawn, of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift at their $15,000 a night Bahamas vacation home with three butlers and two personal chefs.
Whoa.
12 people can sleep there with six bedrooms, a pool, and all sorts of other fabulous things. Terraces, stunning gardens, a gym, and more. Do you want to go here?
I do. There's plenty of open chairs for us by the pool, even. I'd rather be on the beach, though. I prefer a beach to a pool.
Yeah, I agree. I do like a pool occasionally just to, like, you know, cool off.
Yeah.
But I love the salt water. The smell of the salt water. Oof.
Yeah, and even though you get sandy and you're trying to put on sunscreen and it's sticking to you, it's still great to be on the beach.
Oh, man, I love it. You know, so I saw this article. I went through this thing. I thought, God, that's beautiful and amazing. And then I went about my business and I did a little hit on Twin Cities Live last night.
Oh, that's right. You were on there doing some
making
stuff.
Curry in my Instant Pot. Yeah. By the way, the recipe's online. Go to TwinCitiesLive.com. Of course, the hosts, Elizabeth Reese and Ben Lieber. Ben Lieber was just on vacation. Mike, did you know where he was?
The exact same place as Taylor and Travis.
You knew that?
I did.
Oh, did Steve talk about it?
He talked about it with me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
that's crazy.
And they apparently talked about it on the show because I said, where'd you go, Ben? Because he just got back from vacation. He said, Bahamas. I go, you know, that's where Taylor Swift is. He was like, I know, we were on the same island. I was like, oh, look at you, fancy. Were you in the same house? Apparently not.
Yeah.
So he is fancy, but not fancy enough to be staying with Taylor Swift. Can you imagine? I'm sorry, but I would not be able to control myself the entire time. I'd be
running
binoculars
around the beach.
Out.
You would be on every stretch of every beach.
They'd be like I'd be snorkeling for miles. Like, all of a sudden, like, who's, is one of us snorkeling out there? Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh,
maybe
look,
that's
it's a
just
GoPro
a,
on top of the snorkeling
it's
tube.
It's a porpoise. It's fine.
It is beautiful when you look at the pictures. You can see all of the pictures of this luxury house on our show links page. I mean,
what would you do on the island, the same island that Taylor Swift is? Actually, we should ask Mike this, but first I ask you, Dawn, what you would do.
I would walk
you
by.
You would be so polite.
I might not even go over there just because I'd be afraid that like the police would haul me away.
I feel like Mike would try to figure out a way to get over there, being the super fan that he is.
I think I would probably post up at a bar nearby and just sit and be like, eventually, you know, I'm sure it's going to be their people that come get them something, but maybe Travis comes walking on by. And I honestly, I think, would probably have more fun meeting and talking to Travis than I would Taylor, but that's just...
What would you talk to him about?
Well, just about football and things and life and... Similar interests and beliefs.
Like
I mean,
Taylor
I listen to the podcast.
Well, you have a similar interest.
Well, I was gonna say, like, we have a different interest in Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But tell me about your balls that you throw for a living.
Oh my God.
I mean, I just don't know. Like,
I thought we were still talking about Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow.
Come on now, dirty bird.
Oh, sure. I'm the dirty one.
I think the bar is actually a genius idea. Yeah. So on the island, there's got to be like, you know, Jack's Bar. It's famous. Everybody goes there. And maybe you don't see them, but maybe you see their people.
Sure.
And you sit there long enough, you're going to hear stuff, right? Because most people don't realize that somebody's paying attention.
Yeah.
And I would just like sit there and, you know, nibble on some peanuts or something, drink my pina colada.
I know what I would do. I would dress as an old lady so that I could get more access.
Of course, Dawn is acting.
I'm going to get into a costume and walk around very slow, picking up shells. And they're like, oh, it's just an old lady on the beach. It's fine. And then I would have, pow, some camera action going.
Like,
I pull it out of my bra and go click, click, click.
Well, no, you could just pretend you're taking selfies, you know, have the camera turn the other way, though. So you're like, oh, look at me holding it like you're holding a selfie, but really the camera's
that
the other way.
Trick.
Yeah.
And what would you do, Mike?
Well, so my buddy and I, when we'd go to like Vegas, we'd always just create backstories. So I think the best angle, the best play, you're probably not going to get to Taylor and Travis.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is go to the bar, go to these places and say you're one of her people. And then all of a sudden, you're getting free drinks. You're getting people coming up talking to you about Taylor and Travis.
God.
And you can tell them all the stories you can come up with because you're probably never going to get close to them. And
then you just see if they end up in the blinds.
Exactly.
My favorite thing of all time would be, though, that they call your bluff and like Taylor shows up and they're like, hey, there's your guy. And she's like, I don't know him. And then Mike gets hauled away.
Yeah,
impersonating.
The risk you are willing to run.
Hey,
scam.
We're celebrating Christmas all day long here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Let's get in that Christmas spirit.
274 days till Christmas.
Is that all?
That's just it.
Right around the corner.
Yep.
We're going to get through this cold and miserable day. Hey, if you've had anything exciting happen to you today, let us know. We'd love to hear. I bet somebody out there has a crazy ass weather story.
Yeah.
Let us know. But in the meantime, we're going to take a break. Mike's going to come back with all the latest from Hollywood. Doing a dirt alert right here on Ho, Ho, Ho. Merry Christmas, My Talk.
Hey, My Talkers. It's Dawn McClain for David from First Equity Mortgage. Are you thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Well, it's a great time to buy a home, especially with David and his team. If you've ever felt, I don't know, unsure of what you're signing when you purchased a home, or you don't even know what these documents are that you're supplying your mortgage company, well, please call David because he prides himself and his team on prompt responses. They explain the process and help even first-time home buyers get their ducks in a row. We have testimonials here from customers like Kirsten B. We had an excellent experience. He went out of his way to ensure we understood everything that was happening. He gave us recommendations for home insurance brokers and financial advisors. And they said that they will be going back to him when they refinance. So thank you so much. We refinanced with David a couple of years ago. Call him just like most of My Talkers have done. David and his team is 763-251-8000 or My Talk keyword David.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wardell.com. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
He has the latest entertainment from Hollywood and beyond. It's Mike Ganger with the Dirt Alert.
Bringing in my gigantic Christmas sack filled with Dirt Alert items for you.
Oh, okay. Your gigantic sack.
Yep.
That's right.
You guys ready to hear some of the latest dirt going on in Hollywood?
Yes.
Yeah, pull it out of your sack.
Sounds good. Let me sit down here. All right. You want to sit on my knee? No, that's kind of great. Never mind. What?
It's been a while. It's been
fine.
A while, Mike.
Ariana Grande is holding the top spot on the album chart. The new album is debuting or is holding on to that spot after being released last week. Kacey Musgraves is actually number two. That's her career highest debut.
Wow. Okay.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, this album, I think, is doing far better than I thought it was gonna.
Yeah, me too.
And don't forget, her grandma is on the Hot 100 charts, which makes the album so much better.
Grandma Grandy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was that story again?
She's in one of the songs, and she's featured in one of the songs. So technically, she is the oldest person to ever appear on the Billboard Hot 100
charts.
That's
really
cool. Yeah. Justin Timberlake, though, is number four with his album.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
And probably continuing downward.
And this is interesting. One of the songs we hear a lot here on our rejoins and our bumpers is Teddy Swims has that song Lose Control.
Yes.
A lot of people really love that song right now.
I don't know, but I always like it when I look up and I see Teddy Swims.
Yeah. I just like the name.
I can find it here for you in a second.
Yeah.
You give me just 1 second. The news around that is there's a new version of it out. Well, like a radio edited version and a new hip hop version, kind of remixed version. And that has now brought it to number one on the charts for the first time in 32 weeks.
Wow.
So it's been in there for 32 weeks.
No, I don't know myself.
Oh, yeah.
Anymore.
This is the one.
Yeah.
Feels like the water all grows in
me. Voices.
Yeah, so good. So Teddy Swims now number one in the country on the Hot 100 charts. So there's some music news, some music updates for you.
Well, thanks.
We also got some movie updates as Timothée Chalamet has signed a Warner Brothers exclusive deal to star in and produce new movies after the success of Wonka and Dune.
Okay, so this is like a studio contract?
Yes.
You don't usually see those.
Yeah, pretty
Did you say Warner?
Warner Brothers, yep.
Yeah, so I feel like they've been doling these out lately. I mean, you had the deal they had with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming it's not exclusive, like he can still do other things.
It sounds like what it is, getting more details, it's going to kind of be like a first look agreement. So a lot of times we'll see this with producers and writers and directors. Now we're apparently going to start seeing it with actors, where Warner Brothers will have the first dibs on backing any potential project that Timothée Chalamet is thinking about making.
How old is this guy again?
Pretty
28.
Young.
28. Good for him to be getting these kinds of deals already in this part of his career.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be playing Bob Dylan. I saw some stills from that the other day.
He looks, I'm sorry, he's too attractive maybe for Bob Dylan.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, not that Bob Dylan is unattractive, but Timothée Chalamet brings it up a notch.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen his poofy hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks, I don't know.
I mean, the hair. Yeah, we're not judging that.
Okay, I gotta go now.
All right, thanks for that big old sack full of presents.
That was great.
Mike, when we come back, you have any blind items in there?
I certainly do.
Fine. Fine. Michael, pull them out when we come back right here on Blinded by the Item on My Talk. Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my friends at Alight. Every day you hear me talk about Alight's great work around the world. If you haven't checked out the work they're doing and you want to learn more, I suggest you head over to their website. It's wearealight.org. And there you can see directly where your support goes. It is helping folks directly, getting clean water, children back to school, parents making a living, and families around the world rebuilding their meaningful lives after having to leave everything behind because of war, conflict, and famine. I would love for you to take a moment to learn more about Alight's work. They're based right here in the Twin Cities. I've seen firsthand the work they do in places across Africa, but they're also doing work in our own backyard here in Minnesota. To learn more and how you can support that work, head to wearealight.org today. And thank you.
Responsibly B21.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity.
Raids all over the place, raiding P. Diddy's compounds, mansions, let's just say.
His properties.
Yeah, so yesterday, the biggest news in Hollywood was the feds all over the country and all the homes that he owns, maybe just three. but they were raiding P. Diddy's homes simultaneously so that he couldn't be tipped off and, you know, it's like, uh-oh, it's all happening.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, a lot of activity. We don't know to what end. It appears that there is some sort of federal investigation going on the part of Homeland Security, which is what led to those raids. But in terms of the details, who else is involved, who the victims are, I feel like we're going to learn a lot more in the coming days. But certainly, if you're P. Diddy right now, you're, I don't know what you're doing other than sweating.
Well, I don't know where he is. I know that he was, his jet, they were tracking his jet and it was going to Antigua.
Yeah, one of his jets was in Antigua, but he was somewhere. I saw he was outside of customs and they were talking to him, but they weren't detaining him or anything. So in terms of like whether he's going to be taken into custody or something, I would assume that the raids are going to come in advance of that because they have to get whatever evidence they need.
Right. And so we will keep you updated on
for sure.
And I'm sure it'll end up in the blind somewhere, some details.
If it
about
hasn't
it.
Already, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has been in the blinds for quite some time. There are plenty of people like 50 Cent, and I'm sure like some of the other blind item writers that are probably taking a little victory lap today because this is something that's been talked about for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. And it gets dark and deep. So let's hope that if there is some criminal behavior going on, people are held to account.
Yes.
Cat Williams also taking victory laps. Did you see his little post?
No, I didn't. Well, he was.
Yeah, it was like a month or two ago. He was on a pod just basically saying, like, you know, all these people are going to get what they got coming for them. And he was taking a stance that, you know, it's all going to come out eventually. And he literally name dropped Diddy. And that was back when a lot of people were like, what's Cat Williams talking about? Like, is he just spewing stuff? Like, what is he, what's going on with him? And it turns out, I think some of the other people he mentioned are probably shaking a little bit here right now because there's some truth behind it.
Aubrey O'Day, didn't she take a victory lap on social media?
Yeah.
Wow. So there you go. Let's talk about some other blind items that are hopefully, well, again, it's blind items, so positivity is not something you normally find in the blind items, but hopefully not as dark as some of those allegations.
For sure.
So let's go ahead and get things started here with our first blind item. This foreign-born A-list singer and her significant other are not going to be making it through the most recent issues they've been having.
But
a foreign-born A-list singer and a significant other who are not going to make it through some of their recent issues.
I feel like I really wish that the answers we come up with would stick in my head with previous blinds because we've talked about this couple before, I believe.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this couple before.
Okay.
Foreign-born A-list singer and her significant other not making it through some of the issues there.
Foreign-born A-list singer.
Yep.
Her name is Jessie J.
Nope.
She's not A-list. It's not like Nicki Minaj.
It is not.
It is. Is it? We went through all of these yesterday.
We did.
Did we?
I feel like we did. Like Dua Lipa.
Nope.
Shakira.
Nope.
Adele. Oh, Adele.
Oh, yeah. I guess that has a ring of truth.
Hello. Sure. Yes.
Hello.
According to the blind items, Adele and, of course, her significant other, Rich Paul, are not going to be making it through some of the current issues that they're struggling through.
I call foul on this one.
Okay.
Why? Because the blinds have been talking about these two being on the outs. I mean, literally claiming their death in open blind items for, I would say, almost, it's been more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they know that we don't, or what do we, you know what I'm, what's going on? Why is it taking so long? Because if it's true, I'm just saying their death has been reported.
Yeah, before. I mean, they try to insinuate a lot of times that Adele really wants to be hitched to this guy. Yeah. They are like
she's
sort
the
of
thirsty
saying
one.
That she's thirsty, that he's cheating on her. He's sick of her. She's too clingy. That they actually did get married because she was wearing a ring and, you know, I don't know.
Well, and then remember she was going to have a kid this year.
Yeah.
She wanted to be done with, well, I don't even know if, was that last year? When did, remember how she was like, I got to be done with these shows because I want to have a kid.
Mm.
Not that she has to be married or with Rich Paul to have a kid, but I thought that was the assumption that we were dealing with. Anyway, I'm just taking a reserved approach to Adele also because I love Adele. I want her to be happy.
I think we all do.
True.
Yeah.
And I love Rich Paul, and I want him to be happy. I just thought I'd say that. I don't really know him very well.
It's very kind of you.
Let's move on.
I don't believe you.
Maybe somebody you know better. I don't know. We'll find out as we move on to our next blind item. They can say whatever they want, but the real reason that the real reason for the delay is because the two A-list management teams are battling to have their client be the highest paid person on the show. The one named one was far and away the bigger star, but now the illiterate one is giving them a run for their money.
Okay. Is this a streaming service show?
Yep.
It's not a Lotus that is white?
Nope. They can say whatever they want about the delay, but the real reason is the two A-list management team are battling to have their client be the highest paid on the show. The one with one name is far and away the bigger star, but now the illiterate one is giving her a run for their money.
Euphoria.
Zendaya.
And Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Got every part of that one. A nice, quick, and easy one there. But according to the blind items, this delay is not as much as the fact that they're struggling to get everyone together and figure out schedules. It's more of the fact that the management teams for Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney are saying, no, my client's going to make the most per episode. And they're battling back and forth for who's going to get paid the most.
How about pay them the same?
That is an option.
Hollywood! Please.
Okay.
First of all, they're going to be paid less than the men. And then they're going to have to battle it out for the crumbs that are left over.
True.
If past is prologue.
I wonder if Jacob Elordi is going to come back.
He's not saying anything. He's just sitting back, like you said.
Probably collecting a larger check.
Exactly.
Sad.
Well,
but yeah, we're talking about season three of Euphoria. They said it's many people said it was actually done, and like they were told that the actors can seek other roles, and that things have been delayed indefinitely, if not completely terminated. But they came out yesterday, they being HBO, and said no, we're just wanting to make sure it's the best version of the show it can be. So we will return when they are all in nursing homes.
Did you guys watch that show?
I never did.
I didn't either.
Was going to, and someone told me, you will find it annoying.
Okay.
Because they knew the show and knew me, and they're like, you'll hate it.
Well, that's...
So, I don't know.
So, none of us have seen it. But no. I think that's on par, because none of us are part of that
the
generation.
Demographic. Yeah.
And everyone knows you have to be a part of the demographic of a show in order to watch it. No, I just kept hearing, like, that it's weird... And kind of gross.
Overly sexual.
Yeah.
With teens. And
Yeah.
So you weren't running towards that content is
no,
what you're saying?
Not really. I'm like, I don't really want to see that.
About your sexed up teenagers?
Yeah, I don't want it. It feels creepy.
I watched that in the 80s. It was called Porky's, and I moved on.
Porky's.
I've heard both sides. I've heard some people say, oh, it is a perfect representation of what high school is like right now, and others say, oh my goodness, not even close. And I hope it's not a representation of what high school is right now, because it's pretty dark at times, from what I've heard. So there you go. That is the latest there on Euphoria Season 3. We'll have to see when indeed we will get that, if we will get that. Let's do another blind item, though.
Let's do it.
The backpedaling from so many continues, but few are eating their words as much as this A-list host. He went way too far with speculation, and now he is trying to apologize.
Mm.
You know this, Dawn.
I do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in there.
Backpedaling from so many continues, but few are eating their words as much as this A-list host. He went too far with speculation, and now he's trying to apologize.
Stephen Colbert?
Yeah, you got it.
And Kate Middleton.
I thought the host was Andy Cohen.
I suppose that there probably are more options, but no, this is Stephen Colbert the blind item is referencing, saying that apparently Stephen went way too far with some of those conspiracy theories, and apologize for fueling some of those and making light of.
Well,
okay, I don't know, because I haven't seen the offending content in question.
Sure.
But if it's just Stephen Colbert poking fun at society going after the disappearance of Kate Middleton, that seems a little different per se than like him being like
100%.
Indulging in those conspiracy theories and perpetrating them. But I haven't seen it. I'm just assuming from what I know of Stephen Colbert, likely he was just.
He basically was like, everybody else is talking about this, so let's spill some tea. And he brought out like a tea service. Someone brought it out for him and he had a cup of tea. And then he went through all of the different, like, she's been kidnapped to, you know, there's Rose Hanbury having an affair to that alien abduction. I mean, he listed
also
all the things.
Speculation of the royal family is literally the United Kingdom's pastime.
Yeah. Like,
that's what that entire country does.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know this. Do you see what they did to Harry and Meghan?
Yeah. No kidding. That's why you want to go. You want to get away from them. Yes. Yeah. And I saw, just as a companion story here, Whoopi Goldberg was on The View. And when they were speculating and talking about the other host, she was like, you guys, it's none of our business. It's none of our business. Stop, stop. And now they had a whole like show, not the whole show, but they were all apologizing and saying that Whoopi was right and they shouldn't have gotten in on the fun. Yeah, they like, oh, we should have listened to Whoopi, you know? And I'm like, this seems over the top.
Yeah, that's just performative as far as I'm concerned, because they, I'm sure, engaged in a lot of conversation around Harry and Meghan. I'm sure engaged in a lot of conversation about, also, it's The View. That's what they do.
They do take themselves a little seriously sometimes.
They get very precious.
Yeah, they get precious, and they were definitely getting precious, you know, blaming one another about, well, Sonny got me, you know, it was her fault because she got me involved in it. Actually, I think it was the other way around, shaming the others. But
no, I mean, if you said something that you don't think you should have said, great. But if you were just participating in the same speculation everybody else was, I don't. Again, as far as I'm concerned, the palace made a huge mistake with their PR.
Mm-hmm.
And if you weren't being mean to Kate Middleton, what's, you know.
Yeah. And they definitely brought that up, too. Like the PR on this was atrocious.
Yeah.
So.
And it's a late night show. Like, if they're not talking about the big topics that everybody is talking about, what else are they going to talk about? And then we're going to get speculation that there's a reason why they're not talking about it.
Yes.
And that was going to just create even more speculation and conspiracy theories.
Like, why is nobody talking
about it? Oh, no. They're obviously getting paid under the table by the firm because they're not bringing it up.
Oh,
it's
exactly.
It's like, okay, great.
Yeah. Well, some of them probably were.
That's true. Let's move on and do another one here. This foreign-born A-list actor is having some trouble at home. His lower-on-the-list spouse never really hides the fact that they want nothing to do with his lifestyle, and apparently the distance isn't working anymore. Foreign-born A-list actor is having some trouble at home. His lower-on-the-list spouse never really hides the fact that she wants nothing to do with his lifestyle, and the distance isn't working anymore for them.
Distance?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they are distant from one another?
According to the blind items, I don't know.
And he likes to party?
Wouldn't necessarily say that.
Does he like to be sad at home?
Nope.
Oh, so it's not Justin Bieber and...
Nope.
Gigi?
Nope.
Gigi?
Gigi.
Hadid?
No. You don't mean Gigi.
You mean Bella. Haley.
No,
Haley.
You mean Haley.
Bieber.
Bieber.
What did I say? Gigi?
Gigi. Gigi. Hadid. Yeah. Okay,
well,
so
that's
this
his
is
wife.
A foreign-born
that's Bradley
actor.
Cooper. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm getting my... My Bella's...
A foreign-born A-list actor having trouble at home. His lower-on-the-list spouse never really hides the fact that she wants nothing to do with his lifestyle and the distance isn't working anymore.
Okay. Hmm. Why are they separate? That's the question. Who could this be?
Lower on the list, is she an actress?
Yep.
Hmm.
Foreign-born, A-list actor. Maybe try to figure out the country.
Him.
Not Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh. Blake Lively?
Nope.
Gosh. Foreign-born... Is this a Hemsworth?
Canada.
The UK.
No, it's
no,
Canada.
It is Canada.
Oh, it is Canada.
Yeah.
Canada, eh? Okay. I mean, who's Canadian? There's
well, that's
about
exactly
five.
What we're trying to figure out.
And you haven't named
there's
two
five.
Of them.
Yeah.
Okay, who else haven't we named? That's an actor in Canada. And his name is Martin Short.
David Hasselhoff.
No.
Is he Canadian?
He's German.
Oh, no, he's not. He's just loved in Germany for some weird reason.
Oh, my.
It's
foreign-born A-list Canadian actor.
Oh, no.
Jim Carrey.
Nope. That's one of the ones you hadn't said yet.
But. Yeah. So you have Jeff Goldblum.
What's the other one from Bleeps Creek?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they from Canada?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Eugene Levy?
Yeah.
Not Eugene Levy, but...
David Levy.
My clue is he shares a first name with one of the others from Canada.
Justin...
Nope.
Trudeau.
The A-list actors from Canada. There's a very short
Eugene.
List. And you're missing...
And did we say it already? Ryan?
Ryan...
Not Reynolds.
The other one.
The other Ryan
Gosling.
There you
and
go.
Ava Mendez.
There you go.
I guess I didn't realize that Ryan Gosling was a former child
either.
Star and a Canadian.
Oh, yeah. He's got all the...
I knew he was a child star, but not from Canada.
Yeah, he's Canadian. Absolutely. It's Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds.
All right.
The two big ones we grab from Canada.
Canadians,
but
man.
According to this blind item, there's maybe... some issues going on there. Ryan Gosling is having some troubles at home. Eva Mendez has not hid the fact that she does not like the same, Hollywood out in front of the camera lifestyle.
Ooh.
And apparently the distance between them isn't working anymore. They, even when he had the biggest night, arguably one of the biggest nights of his career, when he performed Ken at the Oscars, she was literally just backstage. Like she wasn't out there with him.
Yeah, she doesn't go out. Like
she
does. She doesn't
literally
go red carpets.
Yeah, been behind the scenes for a long
but
time.
She did some cute snaps from his dressing room, going, "I'm here to support my man."
Now come home, we got babies to raise or something. Like that's how she ended that post. So there's always a little hint of like, you're doing great, but get home. So I don't know.
I mean, his chemistry in the trailer for The Fall Guy with Emily Blunt is pretty, pretty good.
I mean, we saw what they did on the stage when they were at the Oscars as well. So, yeah, John Krasinski is... Ooh.
I thought John Krasinski must be jealous.
Well, if you believe the blind items, he's moved on already.
Oh, really?
I know. We've been together now 6 months.
Hmm?
It's a joke. We've been together, John Krasinski.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah, it's real good.
Okay.
It's interesting. Jim from The Office could go either way. You could figure it'd be he'd just kind of be a stick in the mud, or he could
be really fun.
He could be a lot of fun, I bet. I don't know.
Ooh.
Let's quit speculating about John Krasinski.
I want to talk about
Krasinski
Ryan Gosling
and
in the
Ryan
same
Gosling.
Way.
Okay. Fan fiction. Dawn, write it up.
Okay.
Hey, maybe if it doesn't work out for both of them, maybe John and Ava can meet.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little TJ Holmes and Andrew
Amy
Hsu.
Robach.
Remember their
yeah,
exes got together?
They swapped partners.
Hollywood Wife Swap, or whatever we want to call it.
Oh,
that was
my
a
God,
great show.
That show, Wife Swap.
The worst of all,
yeah.
Gary Busey.
No.
Oh, wow.
And the woman who was married to that meth-snorting pastor who was having all sorts of gay sex.
Oh, my God.
That's who they swapped.
It Do you have that in your notes, Don? Awesome. I'm trying to
Hold on,
come up with
look.
The name.
What was his name? Ted Haggard. Not Ted Haggard. Was it Ted Haggard? Was that the guy?
Haggerty?
No, not Haggerty. Do you remember that story about the big church?
There's so many big church scandals.
Guy, and I did an interview with the guy who was his massage therapist and alleged meth supplier who was doing the sex with him.
Oh, wow. Do you still keep in touch?
No, but I have his book.
Okay.
He signed his book for me.
Okay, these are the kind of deep Hollywood stories that Bradley used to get into.
It's true.
And
I was fascinated by that story.
Okay.
Because you don't just end, you know, like, how do you end up, like, you're a massage therapist and all of a sudden you have a great big mega church leader on your bed doing meth.
That's a...
Ted Haggard.
It is Ted Haggard. Okay.
You got that.
Anyway, his wife, like, so they were disgraced.
Wow.
His wife... And him be like, so they become sort of infamous. Mm. And then I swear he was on Wife Swap. And I swear it was the episode with Gary Busey. So they had to swap spouses.
Well,
sure, they both had some war stories.
Yeah, season one, episode two. Gary Busey and Ted Haggard. Man, and have you seen Gary Busey lately?
Well, he's, you know, Gary Busey's always been on a journey.
Yes, that's correct. But now he's like... peeing in the bushes in front of paparazzi, clearly
oh, that's
exposing
right. yeah.
himself to the world and all of Trader Joe's. Anyway.
This has been maybe the
took
most
you on
bizarre
a detour, Mike. Sorry.
Blind item segment we've ever had in the history of mankind. I'm here for it, though. It's
that's
fun.
That's why you kids subscribe.
Look, I mean,
you've gone
we
everywhere.
We only have time for maybe one more.
Speculating Jim's bedroom habits to a meth-snorting pastor. Let's move on to the next. The foreign-born A-list, B-plus-list actress accidentally posting photos of her brother-in-law's kids was the final straw. Mm. For the foreign-born A-list actress in a custody battle.
Oh, I don't know this.
I'm assuming it's Priyanka Chopra.
You got it. Yep.
Posting
easy.
Joe and Sophie's kids.
Yep. Apparently there was an accidental post on a social media of the children of Joe and Sophie. And that apparently was the last straw for Sophie Turner. She was like, hey, don't be posting my kids unless I want to post my kids. And then that's what kind of heated up last week's
their legal
shenanigans again.
Okay. So, I'm sure she took it down, right?
She did, yeah. But
okay,
it kind of went quiet. Kind of went quiet for a while, their custody battle and their divorce. And then all of a sudden last week it was like, boom. Back to it once again.
I have a hard time believing that was accidental, especially where Priyanka Chopra is concerned, specifically because they were so careful to not post face photos of their own child.
Yeah.
And I apologize. I forgot to air quote the accidental of that blind item.
Yeah. It looks like they do post pictures of their child. Like the last one of them was with their little toddler.
What's her name again? I can't think of the child's name. Priyanka and Nick's kid. It's a cute Malty.
Oh, Malty.
So cute.
Yeah, very
but initially
cute.
They were really careful to do like photos from behind, but now they've obviously changed their tune.
Yeah. Okay.
Malty Marie. That is a beautiful name.
Isn't that cute?
Very cute. She has, Priyanka has 90 million followers.
Oh, Priyanka Chopra is like one of the most famous women of all time.
Yeah. Definitely worldwide.
Yeah.
Huge celebrity before she even
yeah.
got together with a Jonas.
And accomplished human.
Yes.
So there you go. You guys crushed it, and we took the most bizarre journey I think we have ever taken on Blinded by the Item.
Yeah.
Did you guys learn anything today? Maybe a takeaway?
Dawn?
Maybe something to kind of put a bow on this gift?
I learned that Ryan Gosling is Canadian.
It's true.
And that don't trust meth-snorting megachurch leaders.
It's true, especially when they're on your gay sex massage table.
Oh.
It's good. Good point.
Oh, boy. And that you can meet people
in school,
at church,
kids.
You know?
Yeah.
There you go.
That story, it's so fascinating to me.
I feel like I need to watch that wife swap.
You really do.
Back to that.
You really do. God, that was a fun show. Do they still do that?
No.
I hope not.
It is kind of an archaic premise, but...
Yeah, what about husband swap?
This show is no archaic premise, and if we were going to swap, we would never swap our host, Mike Anger, purveyor of all these blind items, which we have a website for, blindbytheitem.com. If you missed any past episodes or you just want to download to your heart's content, you can do it on the website or wherever you get your podcast. Tell all your friends about it. Like and subscribe. Leave a review for...
Blinded by the Item!
Bye!